Hello, Ms. Bender, is it?
Sue. Call me Sue, please.
Okay, Sue. How do you do?
I guess I'm about to find out.
Yes, well, Capital One has reviewed your financial information, and as I mentioned, unfortunately, we can't offer you a lower rate at this time.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. That's a very high rate. My friend Nancy was able to negotiate a lower rate on her credit card. So, it's been done.
Yes, well...
I've been a long-time Capital One customer. Don't you have a much lower rate for me?
Well, we appreciate your business, but Ms. Spend, Sue, your rate is determined by a number of factors, some of which are in your control.
Right now, all I hear is that interest rates are low. At least they are for everyone else.
Well, the Federal Reserve sets the interest rate. However, there are other key players, including Capital One, other merchants you patronize, the credit bureaus, and you. Maybe we should talk more about how the credit system works in the U.S.
Sure.
Credit issuers like Capital One Bank issue your credit card. We work with associations like Visa and MasterCard, who process payments.
That's why my Capital One card has a Visa logo on it.
Right. So when you make a purchase on your credit card, Capital One guarantees your payment. We pay the merchant through the associations, in your case Visa's payment systems. Then we wait for you to pay us. If you don't pay, we bear the loss.
Okay, but how will you know that I won't be able to make my payments?
Well, when we look at establishing a rate, we assess risk. This is where credit bureaus come into play. We look at your credit history as reported by the credit bureaus. They provide information about outstanding loans, your bill-paying habits, and overall credit history. We use this information to determine whether to grant you credit, the interest rate to charge, and other financial decisions. This, in a nutshell, Sue, is how the credit and banking system works.
I see. It looks like I have some work to do to improve my score.
Looks like it.